Mr. Mba, thank you for joining me. Why are gene bank standards so important?
Gene banks conserve very important resources for the benefit of the current and future generations. Now, gene bank standards are a collection of validated best practices. Make them available to plant breeders who may use these materials to develop superior crop varieties that address the challenges facing our crop production systems, such as climate change.
What is the state of gene banks in developing countries?
Running a gene bank requires continuous investment of resources. So funds are needed in order to run our gene banks. Unfortunately, in a majority of the gene banks, these resources have not been provided for running the gene banks adequately. It's not uncommon to see a gene bank where the air conditioning services have broken down over several months or even years. It's not uncommon to encounter gene banks where the materials have not been regenerated for several years. The implication, therefore, is that most of the materials stored in these gene banks may have become unviable.
What are these countries doing to upgrade their gene banks?
Many gene banks are in need of the cold storage facilities that are required to make sure that the seeds and planting materials remain viable. So a lot of resources are going into, paying for the electricity to run the air conditioning units, to build more gene bank facilities. Interestingly also, a number of our crops do not have seeds per se. They do not have botanical seeds. They are vegetatively propagated. So the only way to conserve such crops like sweet potato, like cassava, is to maintain them in the field. This is expensive. This requires a large area of land. So a number of gene banks are also now investing resources so that plantlets are maintained under aseptic and slow growth conditions.
What are the implications if gene banks do not adopt these standards?
If we do not have uniform protocols, if we do not have uniform methods for collecting data, it will be almost impossible for people to understand the data associated with the gene bank accessions from another gene bank. The world is changing. The crops that are suitable for particular farming systems and agricultural ecologies today may not be suitable tomorrow.